me to the fair. Take me to the fair, don't know anywhere I would rather be.
Kirk, we had our time at the Medina County Fair this week. Got a chance to see some of the neat 4-H things activity. Just to give a little information for today, the Medina County Fair, they've got unlimited passes for our amusement rides going on today as well. And they've got all sorts of junior fair dairy, junior fair poultry, draft horse, 4-H draft horse animals. And even they've got the choirs. Other things going on. Jumping and Gymkhana in the horse arena. I don't.
Now, you're a horse person. Do you know what that is?
No, well, jumping, I understand. I remember Gymkhana. That was that one.
I went to college with him.
You know? That was that horrible movie about that one Olympic gymnast who was like a crime fighter. I don't want to go into that one. You don't remember that one?
No.
All right.
Well, we have somebody here who knows, I bet. So
I don't know. We'll see what she knows a lot. In fact, she'll talk about slime days or something like that coming up in a little bit. But before we get all to that, we're getting a little ahead of ourselves. But the fair and the diet is going on. There's 4-H'ers going on there. But we also have gone out to the Lorain County Fair. And we have with us Liz Scher, Extension Educator for 4-H. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you guys?
Yeah, it was great. It was interesting seeing the 4-H over there. County fairs, really, it's the 4-H seems to be everywhere in those county fairs. That's where they get to show all the things that they do. It's their chance to kind of be shown to the public, I guess, in a sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. It's a time for our kids in our club settings to show off the projects they've been working so hard all year. And they come together with Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, and even FFA members to represent the Junior Fair.
Well, the Ohio State Fair is going on in Lorain County, well represented.
Absolutely. We had over 90 kids that went this year for various projects, anything from beef cattle to cake decorating and get started in art.
Now, do you have any ideas of some results or anything you could talk about of how things went?
I don't quite yet. A lot of our projects are getting judged right now and this weekend. But as soon as we get those results, we're going to post those at the fair, and the kids have an opportunity to showcase their projects in our state fair booth at the Junior Fair Barn.
One of the categories you mentioned, baking.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Bruce and I had this discussion about the Medina County Fair and cake. What is it? Fondant. Fondant.
Which is the other, outside of frosting, it's the other way to cover the cakes.
Mm-hmm.
Is that part of what's going on here, or will go on locally?
Yeah. So when they go to our early judgings to qualify for state fair, they have to bring us two cakes, one that you can eat and one that is inedible that can be showcased at our county fair once they come turn in their projects before the fair starts. So many of them decorate with things such as that.
I understand. I found fondant has more of a little bit of a marshmallow based, which makes it harder. You know,
mm-hmm.
it gets, that's what happens with it. It starts out flexible and then kind of dries a little harder for the surface on there. But as we talk about what's going on with our 4-H'ers, there's some kids that are going to the Ohio State Fair getting that judged. Other ones are working on their projects. Are they pretty much just sort of waiting for the fair to show up, or are they doing any last-minute preparation for this?
I'm sure they're doing some last-minute preparation. We have a couple more judgings left before we actually get to our fair, August 9th, and another one right before the fair where we judge many of our ag and still life products, animal posters, woodworking, some of our larger projects. That will happen actually before the fair, so many of those kids have to be prepared well before the fair.
We've talked in the past that 4-H is just not for kids sort of in the rural areas, but it's all across Lorain County, chapters in different communities. Talk a little bit about that.
Absolutely. Our projects definitely go beyond animals, agriculture. We have STEM projects if they're interested in more of that traditional club experience. But many of our kids don't have the opportunity. They either don't have transportation or the ability to get to club meetings and things. So we do a lot of in-school and after-school STEM education. We have two wonderful program assistants, Sally Hennessy and Julie Mackey, that run a lot of those programs. You'll often see Sally in the schools, at local libraries, doing in-school and after-school programs. She works extensively with Save Our Children and Elyria Teens Achieving Success. Whereas Julie's on our Tech Wizard side, which focuses on STEM education, but it's in a year-round mentoring program where our kids work with selected adults in group settings to learn more about what interests them.
Is this where I bring up slime days? Is this what?
Absolutely. Sally is our slime whiz, and she has done a couple local library family nights and programs, slime nights, that have been very popular. The kids are finding they love Get Messy.
What does that mean? You know,
they learn how to make slime.
Greg?
It's one of our STEM activities where they learn some of the chemical reactions behind what makes those ingredients turn into slime.
Now, is that going to be any part of the STEM activities at the 4-H?
Off the top of my head, I am not sure.
Let me, I just look here. Schedule you have now. We'll get back. We have at the 4-H band tent. Apparently, there'll be like daily STEM activities going on.
Yep, Sally will be there with various activities through the day for kids to work on.
Okay, here's day one, Craig. It's all solar day. All solar all day. Solar eclipse viewing glasses, I guess they'll have for you as well. And then you'll be able to make a pizza box solar cooker.
It's a very popular activity. Our Cloverbud camp actually did that. We've got pictures of 57 solar ovens on the driveway, and they cook s'mores on it.
Now, I realize now that, I didn't know this, Craig, but the solar eclipse taking place while we're at the Lorain County Fair. So
on Monday.
We'll be out there just looking with the through
what,
our
what time?
Well,
what time is that?
I think it's like around the 2 o'clock.
1:20, I believe, is when it's supposed to hit.
Really?
Which is
on
why
that Monday?
Yep. And
Monday,
that's
August 21st. Yes, at 1:20.
I'll be out there broadcasting that day.
Watch what happens.
Wow,
we can come visit us
live
and get your solar eclipse glasses. We're going to be providing those at no charge to the first so many people that come see us.
Now, you have an all-about flight days, loopy planes, foam plate gliders. There's one called Circuits. Let's see if our chief engineer is listening to this one. You'll be able to light up an LED bulb and battery, learning how electricity works and things put together. Balloon-powered car.
Yep.
You like that?
Can we get an explanation on that?
What, have you never seen a balloon-powered?
A balloon-powered car?
Yes.
No, okay. I haven't. I'm sorry.
It's like a small little car, and you blow up a balloon.
Oh, I can't ruin the surprise for the kids.
Okay.
They've got to be there and find out.
Right. It says good stuff related to that one. And then day seven is a surprise. It's teacher's choice. So there's a lot of activities in the 4-H band tent going on. Of course, the 4-H band at some point will be performing in that tent, I suppose.
Yes, absolutely.
And you do also have, I've noticed there's a penny wars.
Penny wars,
what is that?
So that's an opportunity for our clubs to man a booth and talk to people about their clubs, the 4-H experience, while competing against other clubs for their name on a plaque in the first place in the penny wars. And so every day, certain monies, whether it's dollars, nickels, pennies, dimes, quarters, are worth different points and sometimes negative points. So if you really want your teammates to lose and it's a negative penny day, you put a bunch of pennies in their jar. Our advisory, our 4-H advisory committee puts that on and works diligently at night to count that up. And you can imagine on penny day how many pennies they're rolling and transporting that evening. But it's good fun for the kids.
Right. On the fairgrounds, I always enjoy looking at the Ross Environmental Day of the barrels. And sometimes there's 4-H groups that are involved in those projects, painting those for awards. And now, are they involved in the hay bales?
Some of the clubs, yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. We've seen some very unique hay bales, anything from carousels to submarines.
So there's lots going on at the fair that you can see. And, of course, stop by the 4-H junior fair area there, too. You can see some of the different things that are taking place and to get involved. If people are interested in 4-H, maybe they're thinking, okay, getting back to school, and they maybe think of projects and they can do stuff. And it sort of resets after the fair for another year. How do they go about maybe getting involved or signing up?
Absolutely. If they spot me at the fair, they're more than welcome to come talk to me. But we also have a 4-H OSU Extension booth, and there we have many pamphlets and information, my contact information, that they can give me a call or shoot me an email, and we try to match them with clubs that best fit their expectations and needs.
Sounds good. Well, we look forward to seeing you. I know we'll spot you at the fair a number of days for sure. The Lorain County Fair, our guest this morning, Liz Cher, Extension Educator with 4-H, and thanks for hopping in this morning. Appreciate
it. Thanks for having me.